From the lake to the basin and the old bayou, find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Tony.
Anyway, it's our weekly fishing and hunting show. Welcome to Kane Radio, FM band 107.5 and AM 1240. As always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And, Rick, these are the fine people, the reason we're here each week.
Right, Tony. Good morning to everyone. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, The Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And if you'd like to give us a call, the number's 367-1240. You can also listen to us online. That's right. We stream everything at www.kane1240.com. That's kane1240.com. Anywhere in the world, if you have Alexa and Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You may also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And just something real quick, I want to give out a little shout-out to Chad LeBlanc, one of our fishermen, and helps run the rodeo for the Iberia Rod and Gun Club. Happy birthday, Chad. Appreciate all you do for the community and for Kane Radio.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing, man. What's shaking?
Tony, the old basin has came down. It's a little above 5 feet. And, excuse me, I see it projected to go back up to almost 7. So if you get a chance today, tomorrow, or Sunday, she's going to start coming back up Monday. I'm going to try to make a little trip, hopefully this weekend. We had a trip last weekend. We did very well. And as far as for saltwater, and you know, the basin is down. I've seen a couple of catches of specks coming out of the cove, around the hammock, the cove, and then T-Butte. You know, that T-Butte, if you hit the tide right, you catch a fish almost every other throw, you know, on the saltwater side. And the redfish, they've been catching redfish year-round, Tony. Now, back on the basin side, the freshwater, I heard some guys around Lake Verrett was catching some nice brim, you know, not too far from the landing on the lake side of the basin, would be Lake Verrett. And back on this end, Miette Point, Sherrington. Now, Sherrington, Tony, if you have a big boat and you do put down in Sherrington, I don't think you're going to be able to get out of Sherrington now, because that sandbar is you may have 6 inches of water. I wouldn't try it. The guy's telling everybody to land, and if you're going to put down and stay in Sherrington, you're good. If not, and I hate to knock Sherrington because I love Sherrington, I love to fish Sherrington, but go put down at Miette Point if you want to go run, you know, to Crew Boat or Miller Chute or Grevenberg or spots like that, or the back of Mud Cove. You know, just put down at Miette Point and take it easy and be careful, because, man, the sandbars are showing up, you know. And all the spots that I just mentioned, Tony, we're catching fish. I mean, it's you know, I tell a little joke, it's so good you got to hide your hook to bait it. I mean, that's how good fishing is right now. But you just want to be careful, you know, with the water level. And no one see nobody get hurt or get stuck. Because last year I pulled about 10 boats off of that sandbar in Sherrington. And I was glad to help, you know. When somebody gets in a bind, I mean, you know, the boat would stop and it turns sideways, Tony. So that's, you're on the bottom when that happens. There's no water, you know. But just want to tell everybody, you know, it'll be a good weekend to go. And just be careful on the water.
Anyway, Rick, you mentioned something that has my eyes wondering. When you say a big boat, what, in your opinion, what is a boat that's navigable up in that area?
Well, now, if you're going to stay, excuse me, inside of Sherrington, you're good with just about anything. But it bottlenecks down, Tony, and everybody that fishes Sherrington knows what I'm talking about. We have some white markers, you know, and as the markers run out, so does the water. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I have a tuna hull, and I wouldn't even try to get out of Sherrington. Now, if I'm going to stay in Sherrington, it would be good. But a lot of these guys, you know, they haven't been in the basin in a while, and they're running these 21-foot boats with 300s on them. And, I mean, it takes – those boats draw some water.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Even when you're running shallow, it draws a good bit of water because the motor's so big and heavy, you know.
So the customary Joe boats, aluminum crafts, things like that.
Yeah, well, you're going to have, because you don't have the power and the speed to get out of there. I mean, it's, you know, a sandbar's nothing to play with. And this sandbar is massive. It's not only wide, but it's huge. It's also, it has a lot of length to it, and it would be tough right now. Now, if you had an airboat, no problem, you know. But as far as for an outboard, go put down at Miette Point, and that way you stay out of trouble.
All right. Anyway, in talking about, you know, the water levels over at Butte La Rose and the basin holding around 5 feet, looks like it's going to be, like you said, it's projected to go up to not quite 7, but right. 7 is a lot better than 12.
Well, and, but that'll still shut them down, Tony, and I'm sorry to cut you off. But, you know, you'd have to start hitting backwater and fishing back drains. In other words, you know, by the same Rick, what you're talking about, well, the pretty water's going to back up, and it'll back flush. You want to fish the backside of the drains, you know. In other words, when the water's draining to you, you fish the front side of the opposite drain, and when it backflows, you want to find a swamp drain that's flowing backwards. Of course, the water, you know, the basin's filling up. But with it rising almost 2 feet, Tony, it's going to be tough to, you know, to find a good spot like that. Now, if you hit it, say, like the first day that she starts backing up, you'll be okay. But, you know, if you wait 3 or 4 days, it's going to be hard to find good water.
Anyway, it looks like about the 25th is when it's going to start rising
right.
again. It's going to remain under 6 foot, and then come the 27th and all, it's going to be approaching 6 and then getting up on the 31st of August, the yeah. last day of the month, to about 7 foot.
Right.
But, you know, Rick, the water's still going to be clearing out some in the Gulf and all and
oh, yeah.
those areas, and hopefully it can remain at least below 7. So
right.
to clean out all that water
yeah.
and bring the salinity back in where the specks and
right.
other fish are going to find it.
Yes, we start getting a little bit of north wind, Tony, and then get a couple of low tides. You're going to really see the bay jump. That's when the specks will really turn on.
Yeah, well, usually in the fall, you know, October, November
right.
is
yeah.
when it's usually good. But it's been poor, you know, the last year
yeah.
or so, 2 years.
Yeah, because the basin's been so hot.
That's right. And, I mean, it was nothing to see the basin. Almost all year long, it seemed like it's 15, 18 feet.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, just one of those things and all. So
yep.
with that, Rick, how about our bait of the day?
Tony, I brought in a little bait that we've been catching on. And if you look at it, well, I don't know if you can see like in the sun, it's got a lot of red in it, Tony.
Yeah.
And we've been catching a few fish on it. It's put out by Zoom, a baby brush hog, watermelon orange. Okay. Now, with the watermelon orange right now, that's almost the color of the crawfish. You'd have to see this bait, and you get 12 in the pack, probably taxing, Tony, I don't know, $450, $489, depends on where you buy them at. But we've been catching a lot of fish, not no big fish, but between 2 and 4 pounds on a baby brush hog. And like I said, they're put out by Zoom. I'm rigging out on a 2-aught hook with a probably about an eighth or a 16th weight, something light, because we're fishing shallow water.
All right.
You know. But that's the bait of the day. Put out by Zoom, baby brush hog, and it's a watermelon orange. Like I said, right now it's almost the color. That orange really shows up in the water. It's like a sparkle, and that's almost the color of a crawfish right now.
And I'm sure the bass were jumping on crawfish.
Oh, too. Yeah, which that's probably got a lot to do with it. Yes, sir.
Anyway, with that, our bait of the day. Also, you know, just remind folks about fishing licenses. You know, you know, they went out at the end of June, and a lot of changes coming up in that for next year with the fishing licenses, not only with cost, but the fishing licenses annually now. Whenever you purchase your license, it's come due the following year, 365 days later, instead of the end of June
yes, sir.
Each year. They're trying to spread it out, I think, to where the revenue will kind of be even out a little bit.
Oh,
so,
they'll get some, trust me.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you.
That's why they're doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're thinking ahead, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the private recreational red snapper landing estimates through August the 8th. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries released the latest one. It's through the 8th. They usually run about a week to 10 days behind. And indicates that 556,000 pounds, or two-thirds of the allocation, has been caught. Of course, the full allocation was 832,500 pounds. Anyway, it began May 28th. Doesn't look like we'll hit the...
I was fixing to ask you that. Labor Day is what, Tony? About a month?
No. How about, today's the 20th?
Less
11 days. Labor Day is the 6th.
The 6th.
So 6 and 11, that's less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks and a few days. You're right. I'm looking at the calendar now.
So we're not gonna hit that. So it looks like...
Probably not.
They'll extend it, you know, maybe into October. Maybe even further than that. So that's a good thing. Of course, it's always Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, of course, Labor Day, you'll be able to fish that Monday. And, of course, the two fish per person, 16-inch total length, size limit until the the landings approach the allocation. But for right now, it looks like it's
going to be tough to make, huh?
Yeah, it looks like we're in, so it's all good about that, Rick, in that regard. So also something else I want to give out to people in that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries,
right.
On social media, there have been a lot of things being said about no vaccine, no license. There's no truth to that.
Okay.
You know, that's just something that's been run amok recently.
I heard a little bit about that, Tony.
Yeah, there's no truth to that at all. As the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has stated that somebody got smart, they thought, and would spin something like that out in the media.
Seemed like they want you to get outside and get some vitamin D. You know what I'm saying, Tony?
Rick. But
the great outdoors period, should I say. Yep.
Other than if you were somebody in a boat, you're out in the outdoors, and granted, the virus has escalated a little bit in the last few weeks, but I heard a report this morning it was down a little bit, so hopefully maybe people getting vaccinated, and or if not vaccinated, just staying away from people. But hey, right here in this community, we've seen a few establishments because of, their employees being exposed. They had to shut down for a few days.
I'd
just rather be precautionary and safe about that. So, anyway, just one of those things, too, you know, Rick. Anyway, elsewhere, too, when the mighty Chef Lion is down, Rick, the fishing's going to get good. And then, as you stated, it's been pretty nice the last few weeks.
Yes, sir.
With the water coming down and all, and in that regard, and the basin's really been nice. You haven't mentioned anything about the lakes, with Force Point and
Tony, the
also
lake,
Dotry.
Yeah, the last tournament they had, it's been so daggone hot. And then today, yesterday morning at about 10 o'clock, it was already, the heat index was 100 degrees. And that lake works strictly off of tide, and unless the water's moving, it's tough. It's a tough go right now in the lake. The catfish run is over. I imagine you could catch a few if you sit right there in Test Lake Canal, if you got a little bit of, tidal movement. But right now the lake is going to be a tough go,
And I know y'all with the hog fights, the next one's just coming Wednesday.
I think it's the last one.
Yeah, it's the last one. Then September 12th, I think, will be the big
playoff
on that. So do you know where y'all going to be knocking it down this coming Wednesday?
I think it's out of Benoit.
Okay.
So I think that's what Mike had told me. And I'm pretty sure the last one for the Classic, pretty much me at point now. With the basin coming up, we have to wait and see where Mike's going to put it,
Yeah, we're talking 18 days away.
Yeah. Of course, it could, if it levels off or drops back down, it'll be real good. But if that baby gets up to 7, Tony, and it keeps climbing, that's going to be a tough go.
Yeah, let's see what happens to that.
Oh,
Rick, right now, Rick, to give some of our listeners and fishermen, what's kind of working for you right now? What kind of baits are working for you in the
Want Sockeye or you want,
Just give us a little rundown of
Now, in Bow Bayou, we caught a bunch of nice Sockeye last week, okay? I'm taking a blue and white jig, Tony, and tipping it with just a little bit of worm, okay? So a little bit of red worm or a Canadian night crawler.
Uh-huh.
Not much. Now, you'll either catch a Sockeye or a big bluegill or a goggle eye, So people don't realize, but Sockeye also like worms, too. And like I said, a blue and white jig, tip it with a little bit of worm, it does well. Like I said, you'll catch a big bull brim or a goggle eye or a nice Sockeye. Now, we were catching, like I said, it's been almost a week now. But I got a report yesterday that they were still catching in Bow Bayou. Now, like I said, on that bait of the day, that Zoom baby brush hog has been good for me. And we caught a lot of fish on that last Sunday when we went. Yeah, Sunday afternoon. And it's been real good. Miller Chute, the back of crew boat, Now, they are starting to catch a few fish, Tony, right after the sandbar. But you got to watch in the GA, which this one you can see, the sandbar. But they're starting to catch all of these tributaries, Tony, spill into the GA. So it's almost at the level where you want to start fishing a little deeper water because it's so hot, You still got current in the basin, but you want to fish a little deeper water. It's cooler and it's moving. And right now, deeper water is doing a little bit better, on the bigger fish.
Well, Rick, you know, it's just about that time to take our first break. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240's Fishing and Hunting Show. We're going to be right back right after this.
Don't you love living in New Iberia? Elmer and Liz Watkins do. They own Watkins Floor Covering and have been doing business in the Queen City for nearly half a century. If you're in the business for new floors, visit the Watkins, and they will certainly give you the red carpet service treatment. Whether carpet or hard flooring, Shaw Floors is one of their best sellers. Watkins Floor Covering, located at 1319 East Main Street. And I can guarantee when you go visit with Elmer and Liz, they'll be listening to Kane Radio blaring in their store. That's Watkins Floor Covering, right here in New Iberia.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. And again, I want to repeat, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries ignore the social media graphic claiming no vaccine, no license in Louisiana. And don't believe it. A graphic incorporating the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries logo is circulating on social media erroneously stating that the department will not issue a new hunting licenses to person who can't show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. This is not true, and the department asks anyone who sees the incorrect graphic to ignore it and delete it when possible. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is investigating the source of the graphic, and boy, who's ever did that or got that started is in a big bind,
yeah,
man.
That's
all I got to say to that, Rick.
Something else.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, of course, they only have a few weekends left for the CCA tournament, and through the 12th week, again, only one the tag redfish has been caught. That was on the first weekend.
Man,
it seems like it's every year.
Yeah.
Not much change in that. Anyway, in flounder, Jared Jessup, lemonfish, Thomas Inquist. He's got that 60-pound cobia. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be touched.
No.
Meanwhile, in the red snapper, Bruce Pennison, 27 pounds. The Dorado, which basically is the dolphin fish. And Julie Abert, almost 19 pounds. In a kayak, Michael Godley with a 3.5-pound spec. In the youth division, still, they've been updating it for about 3 weeks now. Last count, there were about 14 of them. And, again, with the last week, Labor Day weekend coming up, register your child. Academy's going to pay for his registration, so $35. So Academy's going to pay for a young person, if they want to fish under 16 or 15. So why not get them a shot to win a 14-foot well bit with a 15-horsepower Mercury?
Yeah.
With a McLean trailer, man, he can't beat that with a stick.
That's right.
Anyway, elsewhere in the speckled trout area, one change in that area, you know, they pay out a few winners. The overall first place is Donald James Romero. He's got a little over a 4-pound speck. He'll win the 21-foot Sport Nautic Star with 150 horsepower Mercury four-stroke. Next three heaviest fish, one per division, win a 19.5-foot Nautic Bay with 115-pound Mercury four-stroke. And Vincent Palumbo III, Vince there, has got a 3.84-pound spec. And Vincent's in line to get him a 19.5 foot.
Yeah.
Hats off to you there, Vince. I know Vince. Anyway, Foster Searcy is next at 3.82 pounds, and Pierce Boffy at 3.5 pounds. We'll see. That's the only real big change. Elsewhere, the Mangrove Snapper, Blake Barbit, still at 12.5 pounds. The Calcasieu Calcutta, where you'll win a $500 Academy Sports Outdoor gift card. Michael Fesco with almost a 6 pound spec. And that's where you got to catch a spec, get it weighed, and then release it alive.
Yep.
So, and Fesco, I think, is also the heaviest spec over in the Southwest Division. So he's at the top of the leaderboard in two things. Elsewhere in bank fishing, John Lutard with a 5.58 pound spec. I don't think anybody's going to catch that either.
No.
Ricky caught that from the bank,
yeah.
Mind you. So
that's a big fish.
Yeah, from the bank, hats off to him. Elsewhere, I want to remind folks the 61st Annual Saltwater Fishing Tournament of Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th at Quintana Marina at Sipmore Point. We're going to have a spokesperson from the KC's up here, 3425. And tell us a little bit about the rodeo. I believe it's next weekend, the 27th, or a week from today. If not, it'd be the, September 3rd, which would be the Friday before the rodeo. So it's one of those 2 days. I need to get that corrected and see what it is. You can get tickets at Dago's at Cajun Gun and Tackle, Buck Fins and Feathers, Hemel Marine, and A-Bass Mini Mart. And for more information, you can contact the radio chairman, that's Brian Booty, at 256-7588. That's 256-7588. And any KC member, you can get your tickets from also, more information. So, and it's been a great event. Last year they were unable to have it due to the COVID. And the last few years they've been 2 days, but now they've gone back to three, Rick. So
3 days.
That's a good thing. So,
oh, yeah.
In that regard. So good luck to them. Hope to have that spokesman on, hopefully in the next week or two. Elsewhere, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries cancels the National Hunting and Fishing Day events. And responding to COVID situation, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has canceled the National Hunting and Fishing Day events scheduled for September 25th across Louisiana. And Secretary Jack Montes said it was a tough decision, but we think it's the right decision. And it goes on in all the states in the country. It's a national event celebrated in all 50 states. The fourth Saturday in September, it was created in 72 when Congress passed two bills establishing a specific day to celebrate the conservation contribution of the nation. Anyway, and one last story before we give out the tides today.
Yes, sir.
Boy, Rick,
yeah.
It's all in the news, this. And a Karen Crow man arrested for boating incident on False River.
Okay.
And if you haven't been listening to the news, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents arrested a Karen Crow man, that was August the 16th, for his alleged involvement in a boating incident that occurred on Point Coupee Parish. Agents arrested Chris Richard, 64, felony hit and run, careless operation of a vessel, negligent injury, and booked him to the Point Coupee Parish jail. The kicker, this guy's an assistant district attorney in Lafayette Parish.
What?
That's right. And agents started investigating the boating incident on the south end of False River August 8th. Through the investigation, agents learned that Richard was operating a 20-foot pontoon boat at 4:25 p.m. when he collided with three juveniles being pulled on a tube from another vessel. According to witnesses, those involved in the incident, Richard initially jumped in the water to check on the three juveniles, but then got back in his boat and left the scene to go back to his camp on False River and then home to Karen Crow. One of the juveniles in the tube suffered a fractured pelvis, was airlifted to Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge. Agents interviewed more than a dozen witnesses, some still at the scene after the incident, and others who were located days later. Felony hit and run brings up a $5,000 fine, 10 years in jail. Negligent injury carries up to a $500 fine, 6 months in jail. Careless operation of a vessel brings up to $300 fine and 30 days in jail. And you can tell me an assistant district attorney in Lafayette Parish doesn't know any better than
that. Man, shit, Tony.
I mean, I'm thinking that this guy should lose his job. I mean, leaving the scene of an accident, kid breaks a pelvis.
Man.
And he thinks everything's okay?
Yeah.
That's a problem with me.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, today, Friday, the 20th of August, sun rose in southwest past Vermilion Bay at 6:30. Sunset will be at 7:42. And the high and low tide chart, we'll see that the first high tide was at 4:54 this morning. Next high tide at 12:27. The first low tide will be at 10:03 a.m. This morning, and the next low tide at 9:07 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, the 21st, sun's going to rise at 6:39 again, set at 7:41. High and low tide chart, first high tide will be at 5:28 in the morning. Next high tide at 1:46 p.m. in the afternoon. First low tide of the day will be at 10:10 in the morning. That's Saturday morning. Next low tide at 9:56. That's Saturday night. Sunday the 22nd, the sun's going to rise at 6:40, set at 7:40. High and low tide chart, the first high tide will be at 5:57 a.m. and the next high tide at 2:55. The first low tide, 10:35 a.m. That's Sunday morning. Next low tide at 10:41 p.m. Average water temperature, southwest pass, Vermilion Bay, will be 88 degrees.
88,
Rick. Yep. Anyway, what's on the agenda for the fishermen this morning, this weekend?
I'm either trying to make a trip this evening or tomorrow morning, good Lord's willing. And like I said, because the basin's fixing to start coming up, Tony. So if you can go this weekend, people, just be careful. You know, like I said, if you put down in Sheraton, plan on staying in Sheraton. Don't try to get out because that sandbar will grab you. And your best bet would be to go put down at Miette Point. And like I said, it hit the backside of Crew Boat, Miller Chute, Grevenberg, and places like that, you know. But just be safe on the water.
And what baits are you going to bring with you this weekend?
Well, I'm going to throw that. I like that splash color crankbait, Tony. I got you. I've been catching a few on that. And then the baby brush hog right here has been doing good for me. And I think I'm going to leave the Sockerlet alone for a while and do a little bass fishing.
All right. Anyway, Rick, as always, these are the fine people, the reason we're here.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, The Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And our motto, as always,
kids at hunting fish, don't steal and deal.